biztalkradio.com.
Small Biz America.
Our guest on this segment is launching an innovative online travel business with a unique approach to supporting ecotourism. Terry Dunn is our guest. She's launched EcoTripMatch.com to help international travelers, she is the entrepreneur, locate destinations that are eco-friendly and destinations they totally love. Let's find out more about this business and how she's doing it. Terry, welcome to the program.
Hi, glad to be here.
Absolutely. So to lay the groundwork for this, for those of us who may not know, what is ecotourism?
I'm glad you asked, because that is one of the biggest things that people ask. It's actually best defined as responsible travel that conserves the environment and also helps to sustain local communities in those places. And as opposed to some other types of travel, like adventure travel and maybe even regular travel, I guess, there tends to be a component of education. So people who are interested in learning about the nature and local communities that they're visiting.
Wow. So there is sort of some overlapping. I kind of thought that when you first told me about the business, that this isn't strictly about eco. It's really about places you love. There is an eco sort of angle on the destination. Talk to us a little bit about where did this idea come from to create EcoTripMatch.com?
Well, I have a background in biology and environmental education and a few other things. And about 8 years ago, I started bringing groups of people to the tropics, where I had a little bit of a history. And, you know, I heard the conversation so many times from people that they wanted to travel to places, they wanted a particular experience, and it was very difficult to find. So usually what it means is you sort of have either a very specific idea or a vague idea in your mind about what you want to do, and then you end up sitting in front of a computer for hours and hours and hours. And you're looking for not just the place, but, you know, how much of an effort is it to get there? Will you have the stamina to participate in the things that they offer? Will you need immunizations? And that takes a lot of digging. And then from the other side, for all these wonderful conscientious eco-lodge owners and eco-tour company owners, I also watched when a visitor would come and they were not really quite in tune with what that lodge or tour offered. So that made those eco owners, I guess you can say, eco-businesses really have to bend over backwards to accommodate maybe just one or two people out of a group of 10. So a lot of time is spent on that. And then, of course, that could end up in maybe not the most ideal trip reviews either. So I realized there was this gap. People looking and people offering. And so I wanted to figure out a way to streamline that search. And so what I came up with is a website that allows people to go on there and to answer some of the most typically asked questions. And then they press a button and up comes some selections that are really good matches for them.
So you've just launched now, as I understand, the website again, www.ecotripmatch.com. That's E-C-O, tripmatch.com, like it sounds. Terry, the gap solution, so beautiful, so elegant, and so needed, apparently. And it's true, these business owners, it takes a lot of energy to not only get the message out, but to then adapt if someone didn't have it right in terms of preparing for what the experience would be at that destination. And then, as you described the earlier side, the demand side of this equation, people ask a lot of, they have needs, they have specific needs. What are some of the questions that might surprise us that are on your, I'll call it the survey for lack of better, your intake? What kinds of questions come up?
Well, I think that there's all the usual questions you might expect, and that would be, you know, where in the world, and maybe the kind of sort of ecosystem they might be looking for, whether they're looking for a warm beach or they want to go somewhere to to one of the poles or something. But then there's also
right.
People ask, there's a lot of concerns about stamina, right? So some people really want the high adventure experience. Other people know that they're not going to be capable of that, and so they want to have a sense of what that's like. I also hear a lot about concerns about how to get there. So some people are, they just want to fly in, and less than an hour they will be at that place.
Right.
Other people would not mind at all if they had to hike and mm-hmm. take a mule and a dugout canoe mm-hmm. to get to, because that's part of the adventure for them.
Right.
And things like health precautions are kind of a big one. So can you just get on the plane and tomorrow go somewhere, or do you need a couple months of making sure you got the right shots and that kind of preparation? So
yeah.
those are the kind of questions that come up with this kind of travel that I'm not sure most people going on to some of the main major sort of travel websites, they, are often just looking for a room and the cost. And beyond that, it doesn't matter. But in this kind of travel, it does matter to people.
What's so fascinating is that you're satisfying a curiosity that people might have about what kind of eco travel they want to do. What should the trip look like? And there's this sort of like discovery thing built into it, not only for the traveler, but I'm guessing also for the business owner that doesn't, maybe they're a little bit clueless about how to get the message out to attract travelers from anywhere, which brings me to a question. Are most of the seekers of travel U.S.-based, or is it all mixed up and international? What does that look like?
It's pretty mixed up. So, Europeans, this kind of travel or any kind of travel is big, and certainly North Americans also. And there's probably a smattering kind of around the world. The lodges and tours I have on there are absolutely all over the world. Just trying to get those two sides together. And ultimately what that does is that, a lot of these eco business owners have established these places because they want a source of income that can help to conserve the natural areas that are around them and also their local communities. Hmm. And so by drawing more guests and the appropriate guests, they're better able to do that. And then, of course, for the travelers, it gives them a way of having an experience but also knowing that they're kind of giving back.
Wow.
So,
Yeah, that exchange of energy. I got about a minute left. What's the biggest surprise for you as the launcher of EcoTrip Match?
I think the biggest surprise maybe shouldn't have been such a surprise, but I have felt so touched by how dedicated all these eco lodge owners and eco tour company owners are. They are truly dedicated to making this work for them and to protecting those areas and those communities that are near them.
Wow. So there really is, how would you say, a commitment to the eco-travel idea as expressed by the businesses they've created. Terry Dunn, she's the creator of EcoTripMatch.com, just like it sounds. Go on there and find your next exciting destination worldwide. Terry, a brilliant idea. Thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
Up next, we've got Matt Pillmore with VIP Financial. You'll never manage your money the same. And then behind that, it's the small biz brain. 30 minutes past the hour.